some apples or something at the store, the grocer would put them in a
sack.
Okay, what would the sack be made out of?
Paper.
Okay. And what did the lark say about 50 pounds of flour come in?
Well, it come in a sack.
Okay. Did any special?
Well, usually it was a pretty flowery sack because then you can make a towel out of it or make dresses. Oh, yes.
So you would wear dresses made out of
many of them, yes. Oh, yes.
Never heard of that. How did that work?
Well, real good because to a lot of people that was the best material that they could get.
Feed would come in.
Feed sack.
What would that be? Like?
It would be a more of a more durable, rough, textured type of a material. Much tougher because it carried more weight.
Did that have a special name?
Yes, it was called something, and but it doesn't register right now with me.
Did you ever hear croaker sack or gunny sack or toe sack?
Yes, now toe sack would be a different material than what you might get flour in or feed or something like that in.
How would it be?
Well, toe sack would be a material that's made out of a much stronger type, much heavier type thread or weave.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, potatoes come in toe sacks or other materials like this. It might be, the texture of the material is stronger, but it's more open than a feed sack that you might get cattle feed in, for example. Now, gunny sack, I've heard it used, but as far as referring to it personally, I don't recall using that type. Toe sack, yes, or feed sack, yes.
I see. And say if you were going to carry corn to the mill to be ground, you know, you might take one or two bushels or whatever the exact amount. Would you have a way of referring to the amount that you're taking? You say I'm going to take
It might take a bushel of corn or might take a barrel of corn depending on how you were able to carry it.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear another expression used,
sir? I'm not familiar with it.
Do you ever hear a term before?
Can't say that I have.
Okay. And what would you call the amount of wood that you can carry both your arms?
A load.
Okay, or another expression, an arm.
Armful.
Okay. And so if someone had a wagon, and this wagon was about, it didn't have a full load on it. You say that he had a...
Well, might be just, I'm not sure what you would refer to something less than a full load.
You ever heard jag?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, that's true. Yes, that is a familiar term here.
Oh, jag. Yeah, just a little bit in comparison to what might be a lot.
Oh, jag, just a little bit in comparison to what might be a lot. If you want to think of a heavy load or a big load as being a lot, if you just put a small amount on the... on the wagon or on the truck, well, you just have a jag.
Okay. And if someone had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you said that he was doing what?
Well,
I don't recall what might be used.
Well, would you say he was carting wood or hauling wood?
Well, hauling wood, yeah. Hauling would be a term that we'd be familiar with.
Okay. And, say if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you might say you had to screw in a new
light bulb.
Okay. And if you want to carry the washout to hang it on the line, you carry it out in the clothes.